Chapter 13 in Gems, Miscellaneous. No one can be out of sight of the Supreme Presence. Still, since you identify one body with Bhagavan and another body with yourself, you find two separate entities and speak of going away from here. Wherever you may be, you cannot leave me. Sri Ramakrishna is said to have seen life in the image of Kali he worshipped. The life was perceived by him, not by all. The vital force was due to himself. It was his own vital force that manifested, as it were, outside in the image and drew him in. Were the image really alive, it must have appeared so to all. On the other hand, everything is full of life. That is the fact. Many devotees have had experiences similar to Sri Ramakrishna. Christ is the ego, the cross, the body. When the ego is crucified and it perishes, what survives is the absolute being, God. Quote, I and my Father are one. Unquote. This glorious survival is called the resurrection. God the Father represents Ishwara, the Son, the Guru, and the Holy Ghost, the Atman. The Bible says, quote, be still and know that I am God. Unquote. There is one alone and there is no second. And also, quote, the wise man's heart is at the right hand and the fool's heart is at the left. Unquote. No thought will ever go in vain. Every thought will produce its effect sometime or other. Thought force will never go in vain. Some have maintained that the body can be made immortal, and they give recipes, medical and other, for perfecting this body and making it defy death. The Siddha school, as it is known in the South, has believed in such a doctrine. Venkasami Rao in Kumbakonam started a school which believed the same. There is a society in Pondicherry too. There is also the school which believes in transforming men into supermen by descent of divine power. But all the people, after writing long treatises on the indestructibility of their bodies, after giving medical and yogic recipes to perfect the body and keep it alive forever, pass away one day. Name of God and God are not different. The Bible also has it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the name Rama, Ra stands for the self, and Ma for the ego. As one goes on repeating Rama, Rama, the Ma disappears, getting merged in the Ra, and then Ra alone remains. In that state, there is no conscious effort as dhyana, but dhyana is always there, for dhyana is our real nature. The yogi may be definitely aiming at rousing the kundalini, the serpent power, and sending it up the shushumna, yogic nerve. The jnani may not be having this as his object, but both achieve the same result, that of sending the life force up the shushumna and severing the chidjadagranti, the knot binding the sentient and the inert. Kundalini is another name for Atma or Self, or Shakti. We talk of it as being inside the body because we conceive ourselves as limited to the body, but it is in reality both inside and outside, being no other than the self or Shakti. In the Jnana Marga, when by self-inquiry the mind is merged in the self, its Shakti or Kundalini, rises automatically. If peace of mind is true mukti or liberation, how can those whose minds are set on siddhis, miraculous powers, which cannot be attained except with the help and activity of the mind, attain mukti, where all turmoil of the mind ceases? Avoid desire and aversion. Do not engage the mind much in the affairs of the world. As far as possible, do not get entangled in the affairs of others. Giving to others is really giving to oneself. If one knows this truth, would one ever remain without giving? If ego rises, all will rise. If ego merges, all will merge. The more we are humble, the better for us. The best and most potent diksha initiation is by silence, which was practiced by Lord Dakshinamurti. Those by touch, look, etc. are of a lower order. Mona can change all hearts. Bhagavan, when asked by a devotee whether he should continue taking the name of God as advised by his late guru or should change over to vichara, inquiry, referred the devotee to an article in Vision of September 1937 on the philosophy of the divine name, according to Saint Nam Dev, in which it is explained that God and God's name are all the same. The sun illumines the universe, whereas the sun of Arunachala is so dazzling that in it the universe is not seen, but there remains only an unbroken brilliance. It is not true that birth as a man is necessarily the highest, that one must attain self-realization only from being a person. Even an animal can attain self-realization. There is no need for anyone to start reforming the country or the nation before reforming himself. Each person's first duty is to realize his true nature. If, after doing this, he feels like reforming the country or nation, by all means, let him take up such reform. Swami Ram Tirth advertised, "Wanted reformers, but reformers who will reform themselves first." No two persons in the world will be alike or can act alike. External differences are bound to persist, however hard we may try to eliminate them. The only solution is for each person to realize his true nature. The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, "Aham is the first name of God." The first letter in Sanskrit, the A, and the last letter Ha, and Aha, thus includes everything from the beginning to the end. The word Ayam means that which exists, self-shining and self-evident. Ayam, Atma, Aham all refer to the same thing. In the Bible also, I Am is given as the name of God. If we concentrate on any thought and go to sleep in that state, immediately on waking up, the same thought will continue in our mind. People who are given chloroform are asked to count 1, 2, etc. A person who goes under after saying 6, for instance, will, when he comes again, start saying 7, 8, etc. When I lay down with limbs outstretched and mentally enacted the death scene and realized that the body would be taken and cremated and yet I would live, some force, call it atmic power or anything else, rose within me and took possession of me. With that, I was reborn, and I became a new man. I became indifferent to everything afterwards, having neither likes nor dislikes. From silence came thought. From thought, the ego. And from ego, speech. So if speech is effective, how much more so must its source be? Karpura arti, burning camphor before God, is symbolic of burning away the mind by the light of illumination. Vibhuti, sacred ash, is Shiva, absolute being, and kumkum, vermilion powder, is Shakti, consciousness. The Puranas speak of this hill, Arunachala, as being hollow and with cities and streets. I have also seen in visions such things. The books speak of the heart also as a cavity, but penetration into it proves it to be an expanse of light. Similarly, the hill is one of light. The caves, etc., are covered up with that light. The means prescribed for securing the spiritual end, such as charity, penance, sacrifice, or dharma, or virtuous conduct, yoga, bhakti, or devotion, and the end itself, described variously as heaven, the supreme object, peace, truth, grace, the quiescent state, deathless state, true knowledge, renunciation, moksha, or liberation, and bliss, are all nothing but being free from the obsession that the body is the self. Give up regarding yourself as this despicable body and realize your real nature, which is one of eternal bliss. Seeking to know thyself while still anxious about the welfare of the body is like attempting to cross a stream with the aid of a crocodile for a raft. Not desiring the non-self is dispassion, vairagya. Inhering in the self is jnana. Both are the same.